What's New on WBAA Classical and WBAA.org airs Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on 101.3 FM. Here's a sneak peek of this week's show.
It seems like a no-brainer, clapping music, but it's so original, it's so wonderful. How did that come about?
Well, it's a very wacky story. First of all, let me just preface it by saying anybody interested can go to my website and click on media or on the little video that's next to it, multimedia, and see a videotape made in 1974, I think, of me and Russ Hartenberger playing the piece. And it's a funky old archive tape, but it's good. It's definitely got the feeling. Anyway, how it happened is as follows. We were on tour, and Steve Reich musicians were on tour, and carrying 2,000 pounds of air freight of, I didn't trust anybody to do anything. I carried everything myself, and we unpacked and unpacked and, you know, slept in trucks around Europe, and that's the way it was. And we were playing a concert in Belgium, in Brussels, and the promoter, when it was over, said, well, how would you guys like to go out and get something to eat and drink, and hear some flamenco? Now, I said Brussels, right? So we looked at each other like, what? You know, and okay, you know, sure, you're paying for it, we'll do it. So off we drive, foggy night, we get to this flamenco club somewhere in Brussels. We go inside, and there are two women playing guitar and singing, and they are terrible. I mean, they can't play and they can't sing. But suddenly they started clapping. And it was like, you know, explosive sticks of dynamite going off. I mean, it was just riveting. So, you know, we had a few drinks and whatnot, and we went out into the foggy night finally to leave, and we started just sort of like improvising, you know, clapping patterns against each other. And that night, the light bulb went on in my head. What would happen if there's a power failure? What would happen if the air freight didn't get cleared through customs? And suddenly, this is the piece. Just two people clapping. I know we can do it anywhere. So that's the genesis of clapping.
Let's talk a little bit about technology and how, as things progress, how that affects you and your compositions.
Well, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Basically, after Three Tales, which was finished in 1992, which was the video opera I did with Beryl Coro, the second one we did after The Cave, which you can see in here on the Nonesuch recording of the DVD and the CD, I really wanted to spend time just writing music, and without any particular electronics, but just working music.
How do you compose, literally? Is it pencil and paper? Is it something you sit down at the keyboard?
I do everything to do with pitch, like working out the notes, working out these harmonies I told you about at the piano, and writing it down into my music notebook, which is regular manuscript paper. Then I move over to my computer, and on my computer I run Sibelius, the notation program, and Sibelius triggers a software sampler called Reason, which you may have heard of, which has samples of, you know, flutes, oboe, English horn, clarinets, woo for voices, and for tenors, so on and so forth. And therefore, when I write, I can play back the notation from Reason. And I go back and forth between the piano and the computer, you know, as I in the process of working.
Catch What's New Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on WBAA Classical on 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.